Okay, we're back in session. Seth is here with us. While we were taking a break, I asked Seth about these waste removal or consent to enter. And he said we could change it around as long as we didn't use the names. Didn't change the body of it.
Okay.
So.
That's correct.
Does anyone have a motion concerning this?
I make a motion we make the changes that we talked about, putting landowner's name printed, if we have room, put all that up there.
We do.
And then putting the commissioner's name above the judge.
And make sure the attest is on there.
Yeah.
You like that?
I heard above the judge. It didn't bother me. Okay. Do I have a second?
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
And aye. Okay. The other thing was Seth had us put on the agenda, and I'll let you discuss it with him, but it's request to see if we want to join a suit, isn't it?
Well, it's not. It's just joining a brief that Houston, looks like Houston County, Harris County, is going to be submitting to the Texas Supreme Court, which deals with whether civil penalties recovered under some selections of the Texas statutes are considered exemplary damages. And I doubt we've ever used any of those provisions here in Clay County, but you know, it could potentially affect something we do here, which is why I brought it to y'all's attention. Essentially, in the letter I got from Harris County, what they were talking about, where this came into play for them, they sued a bunch of companies that were polluting the San Jacinto River under these water code statutes that allowed penalties from $50,000 to $25,000 per day per violation. And the local county government gets half the recovery with the state. And the underlying case where that might change, it was a bunch of optometrists got sued kind of under a similar type of statute, where the court in that statute said you had to prove, or in that case, under that statute, said you had to prove there were exemplary or punitive damages to seek that type of recovery. So basically, if this decision and this Forte v. Walmart case was upheld, it's going to create more controversy for county governments and limit their ability to use those statutes to enforce, you know, water rights, polluting, you know, things of that nature. Like I said, I can't see it affecting us here, but you never know. It's definitely not going to hurt us to. It's essentially me putting my name that I join in whatever brief that they're in support of allowing county governments to continue to collect under these statutes.
This is not a monetary deal. This is your backing of it.
Yeah, and amicus curiae brief means friend of the court. So they're briefing it, and the Fifth Circuit certified the question to the Texas Supreme Court. And as of the date of that letter, they hadn't decided whether the Supreme Court was going to take that question and allow it to be briefed, but they more than likely they're going to. I don't think I've ever heard of them turning away a certified question from the Fifth Circuit. So,
do I have a motion to join in this, or allow Seth to send a letter?
As the non-civil attorney for y'all, I would need y'all's permission to join the brief on behalf of Clay County.
I'll make a motion to join the brief.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
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 And I. Thank you, Seth.
Do you have that? Is the actual letter?
Can I have it?
Is that all you got?
That's all I've got right there.
Okay, I'll probably set it on my desk.
Can you get a copy of the letter?
Okay, thank you.
Let me just give that back to the judge.
All right, thank you all.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. no other action that I have to bring up this morning unless someone else has. Okay, I did put on there, I don't know if you want to try the mud and go out and look at a construction site, but I've got it on here. Have they started moving anything in of consequence at the wind farm?
No. He said in about 2 to 3 weeks they'll have some stuff, some activity going on down there, and that'd be a good time for us to come.
Did anybody here see the big train load of blades that come in on the...
Several people have said something to me. I saw one going the wrong way. One I saw was going east.
Well, I don't know where these were headed.
They were going west when they came through.
I do have a question for y'all, though.
Okay.
I had a citizen ask me that, say for instance, Midway School closed, like Byers did, and the tax that those folks paid to the Midway School, whenever this wind farm comes into play, who will their taxes be paid to if Midway School ever closed?
Whoever Midway consolidated.
Byers consolidated with Petrolia, but they said, well, what if the majority of the kids went to Winthorst? Well,
the majority of the kids don't mean anything.
If the school district went with Winthorst, then they would pay their taxes to Winthorst.
Yes.
Okay.
What they're getting that confused with is where the kids go is where the state money goes.
Yes, that's what I told them, but I said, Byers consolidated with Petrolia. That's why I knew how to answer that one. But with Midway, when they were talking about, well, what if the kids went to Bellevue, or the kids went to Winthorst, or the kids went to Wichita, or the kids went to Henrietta, I was like, I think it has to follow the school, but I wasn't positive.
Right. Whoever the taxation for the regular land goes to.
They said even if it goes out of county to Winthorst, I was like, I'd have to check, I don't know.
Yes, even if it goes out of county, it would follow how the school is divided and goes. Midway will get the top off of this, the rest will go straight to the state.
The same thing happens at Thornberry. Part of that area goes to
Burnett, yes. Bowie gets some of the southern end of Clay County. Goldberg gets the wet east end. Windthorst.
Well, they were just asking me whether tax dollars for schools would go to. I was like, that's really a school question, but I was going to try to answer. I knew that Byers followed Petrolia, but on Midway, she was absolutely correct when she said Winthorst, Wichita, Bellevue, Henrietta. I'm like, man, you lost me. I'm not positive. I wasn't going to give her a definite answer.
Part of Midway School District goes into Jack County. Mm-hmm. So.
But it would be whoever they consolidated with.
Right.
And they can only consolidate with one.
No. They can split it in 10 different ways if they decide
to. So if they did that, then when they got their school tax, it could be from 10 different schools.
Well, no, whichever, your land, it goes only one way.
Okay.
But Midway is so big, they could split some to Bellevue, some to Henrietta.
More than likely, if it
would come to Henrietta, probably.
Blue Grove would come to Henrietta?
Probably.
So they'd have a Henrietta school tax.
Probably.
Or where the windmills are, went to Windsor's. I mean, if they consolidated that part with Windsor's and the tax money went there.
Well, the one asking me was Judy Brown.
The one, well... It's not going to affect Blue Grove, but it might affect some of the people on the south end.
Is she anticipating a problem down there?
Well, Midway is losing attendance big time.
I mean, it's just getting really thin or whatever. I mean, it may be a couple of years down the line. She just wondered with this wind farm, and then she wondered where all that would go, considering when they paid the right now she pays Midway school tax. And so she wanted to know if something happened, which happened to like Byers and Petrolia, mm-hmm. where her school tax would be paid to.
Of course, Midway can't afford to lose too many students. They're kind of on the borderline every year anyway.
They're getting close.
Yeah.
They're about where Byers was when they...
Yes.
The only difference between Midway and Byers that is a visible difference Byers was a landlocked, small area.
Yeah.
Midway is a large area with lots of oil, which oil's not worth anything this year.
Well, and they get quite a bit from the state. It's just getting their attendance up.
Yep.
They've got to have attendance.
To get money from the state.
Yeah.
If you drop below 90, you take a penalty from the state per student. And there's a law this year trying to do away with that penalty.
We're real close.
Do away with it completely?
Yes.
How's that gonna benefit the state? Cause
it won't benefit the state, but it'll sure benefit schools like Midway.
Well,
that are right on the line. It'll do away with the penalty for lower, you know, for not having enough.
It'll tell
me do something. It doesn't benefit the state.
Right.
I'm not saying it'll pass. I'm saying there's a law that's been filed.
Well, I couldn't answer her question, so I told her I'd ask.
Yeah.
And I mean, I could answer her as far as Byers and Petrolia went. That was just pretty simple. But she was right when she was saying, well, you've got Wendorf, you've got Bellevue, you've got Henry. I mean, which one?
Do we have the new form that we approved for the waste?
No. It'll have to be drawn up.
Oh, okay.
When that came up at Byers and Petrolia, the consolidation deal.
Do it right.
He said that's not going to be much effect because a lot of the students are going to go somewhere else, and part of Petrolia students are going somewhere else. That does affect the state money on the daily attendance, but he wasn't taking into consideration that they were going to get all the tax money that comes out of Byers School District.
Right. I think her eyes just got real big when she said, I'll be paying Henrietta school tax. I thought, please, have some of that.
Are y'all wanting to go back to the brick plant, or are we just going to close?
It suits me.
Suits me.
Okay. We stay in session to make a trip.
Not this Friday, it's Friday. It's big.
Hey, it is big.
And it's gone up so fast. Johnny, those that they've already passed, I mean, you can't sign those that we've already passed order on. You can look at them. One was a